Shabbos. Okay. Yeah, okay. He did tell me, but I've forgotten anyway. Okay, Daf Lamed Beis is today, but we're halfway through Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis from the Mishnah. And we'll get on with it now. Okay, says the Mishnah. Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis halfway down. You have a house full of peiros, which literally means fruit, but usually it refers to grain when they say peiros, but either way. Produce, and the house got a hole in it. So noitel mimakim abchas. So let's say it was closed up, yeah, and now you want to get stuff on Yom Tov, but now there's a hole in it. So you can take from, stick your hand through the hole and take whatever is in there, the peiros that are in there. A hole in the wall. Yeah. Rabbi Meir Reimer, af peiros lechatchil v'noitel. You can smash through in the first place and take, because you need to eat it, yeah? So it's like, not if you can open, you can poke a hole in the building and get it. Freder Gemara, why can you poke a hole in it? V'hakasasar oyel, you are breaking an oil. You're not allowed to do that. For Eichel Nefesh, yeah, there's a limit to what you can do for Eichel Nefesh. You can't undo, you can't break a building, destroy a structure, demolish a structure. As Amar of Nechumi Bar Ado Amar Shmuel Bavira Delivni. We're talking about the bricks, there's no mortar. It's such a wall where the bricks are just on top of each other, but no mortar in between. So you're not really demolishing. You're not really demolishing by pulling out a brick or whatever. So therefore, that's what he says he can do it. Fred the Gemara Eini, it still ain't so. The Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, "Hani livni de yatum ibinyano." That if you have bricks that are left over from a building site, yeah, you were gonna build with them, but you didn't need them, so they're left over. Is shari l'taltalinu b'shabbat? It's permitted to move them on Shabbos. In other words, they're not muktzah. Hayav chazi lemisgalayu, since they are suitable for leaning on, for sitting on, or whatever. Therefore, they're not muktzah, because that would be the person had in mind that he's gonna sit on it. But if shraginu, if he piled them up into a pile, as you do when you're ready to use it for building, is vada yaktinu. So you made it muktzah. So therefore, why isn't it that this, even though if this wall is built without any mortar, but the fact that the bricks are piled up in the fashion of building, that should make it muktzah. So you shouldn't be allowed to poke a hole in it or pull one out to get the stuff inside it. Is Omar of Zera. Rav Zera answers, b'yontif amru. The reason why is because it's on yontif. And then Yontif, you're allowed to do it because there's food inside, even though it's muksa. They permitted it for to get the food that's inside the wall. Avalei b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos not. You're right. On Shabbos it's takia muksa, and you're not allowed to. The Chacham didn't allow you to be mevatel the Isser of muksa, but on Yontif they did. It's Tadinami Haki. So that was Zera's answer. Now we have a brisa that says similar. Rabbi Meir Omer af poiches. Rav Meir says you can make a hole in the wall even lechatchila, v'noitelt, and take out the fruit that's inside it. When is it? B'yomtif amru, dafka on yomtif, avaloi b'shabbos, but not on Shabbos. So that's clear that this is what's the pshat, because it's the problem is of muktzah, but on yomtif they weren't gozer because you need to get the food. Amar Shmuel, chos meshebekarka. So this is where you have a storage bin in the ground, and you have a trap door in the ground that lets you get into it, and it's sealed. It's sealed with a rope, which is knotted, and you can't just open the trap door to get to the food that's inside it. Says Shmuel Matir. So you can undo the. So if it's tied in a bow or somehow, yeah, it's the rope is tied, you can undo it. Avalei mafkia, but you can't sort of do it in a destructive manner. Mafkia would mean to untwine the rope, so that it would be the lock would be in this battle by itself. Velei chaitech, and you cannot cut it with a knife. Yeah, because if you have a knotted rope, so one way is to undo it, but easier is to just take a knife and cut it. So he says, you cannot do that. We haven't said yet whether we're talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov. We'll get to it in a minute. So that's if it is connected to the ground, because it's like soiser. Because it's building and demolishing. So it's demolishing. Shebekelim, but if we're talking about a vessel which is not in the ground, just a box sitting on the table, then mater umafkiya vichaitech. Then you're not only are you allowed to undo the knot, but you can even undo the thread or the rope, untwine the rope, and you can even cut it with a knife. Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yom Tov. Whether it be Shabbos or Yom Tov. This is what Shmuel says. So the Gemara says Meisav. Now I'm going to ask a kasha on Shmuel. The Brisa says Chais Meisav Bekarka. So you have the sealed floor. What would you call it? A cellar underneath the ground that has a storage place with a steel that's made out of rope is b'Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, Mater Avolay Mafkiv Avolay Chaytich. On Shabbos, you're allowed to undo it, untie the knot, as long as it's not a Keshel Kayoma, which it isn't, because it's made to be undone. But not a. But you can't untwine it, and you can't cut it. Yeah. So that's so far. That's Grudish Shmuel. But by Yom Tov, it says Mater Umafkiv Avolay Chaytich. On Yom Tov, you can do whatever you like. Shmuel said Echad Shabbos veEchad Yom Tov. Yeah, you can't do cutting with a knife or untwining the rope. And this says that on Yom Tov you can. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, this Brisa which says that you can is Rav Meir here. The Omar Af Peches Achil of Anoitel. Just like Rav Meir says, when you have a brick wall, that you can pull bricks out of the wall to get to the food. So Rav Meir says that you can cut the rope as well. The Pligi Rabbanon Alei, and the Chachamim, just like the Chachamim argue in our Mishnah on Rav Meir, they'll argue about cutting the rope as well. Lanod Omri Kirabbanon, and Shmuel says I hold like the Chachamim that it's you're not allowed to just cut it with a knife. Fred the Gemara Umi Pligi Rabbanon Alei B'Chesu Shabekarka. Do the Chachamim Taka argue when you've got the seal on the in-ground storage, which is you're equating to the brick wall? V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, the rabbis agreed to Rav Meir when you've got an in-ground storage, which is sealed. Shabbos, matar av aloy mafkiv aloy chaytech. On Shabbos, you're allowed to untie the knot, but not cut it and not untwine it. And b'yomtev, matar mafkiv aloy chaytech. Yeah, so therefore the Chacham agreed to Rav Meir. So Shmuel, who are you going according to? Everybody agrees that on Yom Tov you're allowed to do everything. And you said that on Yom Tov you're only allowed to undo the knot, but you cannot take a knife and cut the rope. So where's Shmuel going? Answers the Gemara, top of the page. Who the Amar ki hai Tana? Shmuel holds like the following Tana. The Tanya, then the Braisma, Chaisma, Shabakarka. Again, the same thing we're talking about, the sealed cellar with a rope. Matir avolevavkiv alei chaytech. You can undo it if it's knotted, but you cannot untwine it and you cannot cut it. Echad Shabbos for Echad Yom Tov. Which that is what Shmuel said, that even on Yom Tov you're not allowed to cut it and undo it. If you say that you can't cut it, then you can't cut it. Yeah. That means even with the food, no. So you have to undo it. You can't.
You can't do anything.
Well, you can do something. No. You can always do something. You can always undo the knot. But maybe it's hard to undo when you're too lazy. So you want to just take a knife and cut it. It's easier for you. So you can't do that. That's all. Do the knot. Now, let's finish the Braisa, though. The Braisa then goes on to talk about Shabakli. If it's not in ground, but it's above ground, it's in a vessel, is b'Shabbos, matzav v'le mafkiyah v'le chaytech. Shabbos is the same. But b'yomtif, matzav mafkiyah v'le chaytech. And on yomtif, you can do everything if it's above ground. Yeah? Now, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that with the Shabakalim, if it was above ground, he said you can do everything you want even on Shabbos. So the Gemara asked, Tarasa l'choresha. The first part of the Braisa backs up Shmuel, says the same thing. That if it's in ground, you can't do everything, neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. El a sefer kasha, what about the last part? The sefer is a kasha because it says that on Shabbos you can't do everything, and Shmuel said that you can. So the kasha is Shabbos in the sefer when it's above grounds. So the Gemara answers, "Hamani Reb Nechemihi." We'll have to say that sefer that says that when it's a keli, you cannot cut it with a knife on Shabbos. That is according to Reb Nechemihi only. What's Reb Nechemihi? The Amar Kol Kelim Eini Tolem Al Deir Tashmishon. That any vessel is only allowed to be moved on Shabbos for its normal activity. So we know there's different opinions about Muktzah between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. That's the famous Machoikis, whether it's Muktzah or not. But we haven't listened too often that Nechemya is a third opinion, and he's even more strict than Rabbi Yehuda. And he says that you can only move something on, and not just it has to be mukhan, like we talked about, which is the opposite of muktzah, prepared, but you can only use something for its need. So, for example, if you had a tefillin, well, tefillin's books anyway, but you know, if you have something that I want to use to lean my sefer on, if that's what that, if that's not what that thing is made for, even though leaning your sefer on it is not a malacha on Shabbos, according to Nechemah, you can't move it for that. Yeah. So therefore, if you have a knife is made for cutting your chicken. It's not made for cutting the rope that's on your sealed box. So therefore, Nechemah says, even though cutting your rope on a sealed box is not a malacha on Shabbos, yeah, but you can't do it because the knife is not allowed to, you're not allowed to move the knife for that because of muktzah. Yeah, so that's what he, that's why he's saying that on Shabbos you can't do everything. All you can do is untie the knot, but you cannot take a knife and cut it. So it's Rabbi Nechemya. So that's, so it's a stricter version of Rabbi Yehuda. He says even for dvarim hamutarim, even a klisha malachta laheter,
implement has to be for that.
Yeah, even a klisha malachta laheter, even an implement which we would say is not muktzah. He says no, but only it's not muktzah if you're using what it's normally made for. Yeah, but if you're using a chair as a cricket wicket, no good. Yeah, he says you can't. It's not derech tashmisha. So the Gemara asks, one minute, Rabbi Nechemya is so strict. Is he Rabbi Nechemya Ma'ir Shabbos a filah yontif nami? If that's the case, then go back to then why does he distinguish between Shabbos and yontif? He says on Shabbos you can't do it, but on yontif he says you can in this brisa. Yontif you can take a knife and cut it. If it's Rabbi Nechemya, it should be muktzah on yontif as well. I the chitema. So what will you tell me? Shani le Rabbi Nechemya ben Shvus to Shabbos to Shvus v'yomtiv. That Rabbi Nechemya distinguishes between a Shvus. Shvus means an Issur de Rabbanon on Shabbos, which the rabbis added on to make you rest more. Yeah, so it's Shvus. You'll tell me that Rabbi Nechemya distinguishes between Shabbos and yomtiv, and he says on Shabbos you can't take the knife to cut a rope because that's not what it's made for, but on yomtiv you can. That's what you're going to tell me is Rabbi Nechemya. Or me Shani le, is it taki that Rabbi Nechemya makes a difference for Tani Chada? But one minute, we know there's a famous situation. We have one brisa which says masikin bekelim ve'em masikin b'shivre kelim. You can use for firewood. Masikin means to ignite. Hasaka, yeah, for igniting the. You can use vessels. That means a wooden chair if you feel like using it for your to light up your oven. Ve'em masikin b'shivre kelim, but not a broken piece. So that's the first brisa. Only proper kelim because they have a teres kli, but not a broken piece of vessel which doesn't have teres kli. Vitanya idach. The next price is said masikim bein bekelim bein b'shivre kelim. The next price is says you can. Yep, sorry, I don't mind. It's either broken or not broken. Doesn't matter. Even if it's broken and it hasn't got teres kli, you can still use it to fire up your oven. Vitanya idach. Then we have a third price that says ein masikim lo bekelim lo b'shivre kelim. You can't use not only broken pieces but even normal kelim you can't use. Yeah, so, and we must be talking about yomtif over here because otherwise you can't light up your oven altogether. Yeah, so we're talking about yomtif when you're allowed to light your oven. And the question is, so according to the third opinion, you can't even use kelim. All you can use is firewood mamish, which is for the purpose of burning. So with three opinions, and Mishani, we answer the three braises, Loi Kasha, Horab Yehuda, Horab Shimon, Horab Nechemya. The one that says it has to be a vessel is Rabbi Yehuda, because he says a broken piece is muktzah. The one that says you can even use broken pieces is Rabbi Shimon, because he says there's no muktzah. The one that says you can't use either is Rabbi Nechemya, because he says you can only use a vessel for what it's made for, and chairs are not made for burning. So the Gemara, so therefore, how are you going to explain the braise above? So the Gemara answers, traits are not your limit of Nechemya. You'll have to say it's an argument where Nechemya holds. One Tana says Rabbi Nechemya doesn't distinguish between Shabbos and Yontif, and the other Tana holds that Rabbi Nechemya does distinguish between Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore the Brice over here that distinguishes between Shabbos and Yontif will be according to Rabbi Nechemya, according to that opinion. And it says you can't take the knife to cut the rope on Shabbos, but you may on Yontif. Okay, that's that. Next Mishnah. Ein peichsi mesaner, you cannot, literally it means diminish, but what it's talking about here is you have when a potter makes a kli, yeah, so they get a big blob of clay, and then they shape it. Now you see them on the wheel if you go to Ballarat, and they do like that. So the way to make a candlestick, it's not exactly a candlestick, but it's more of a bowl where the oil goes, and you put the wick in it. Yeah, that's what we call a nair. So how do you do that? Rashi says you take your fist and you punch a hole in it while it's soft. Yeah, while it's malleable, you punch your fist into it, and you get a bowl shape out of it. Yeah. So the Mishnah says you cannot do that on Yontif, because he's making a vessel, even though it's soft. Yeah, just the fact that you're making it into a container shape, that's making a vessel. Ve'ein oisu pechamim b'yom tov, you may not make coals on Yom Tov, because they're like a vessel as well, they're like a kli. Ve'ein chetchen es apsila, and you cannot cut a wick. If you want to cut a wick to size, yeah, you got a piece of thread that you're using as a wick, you cannot cut it to size on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer chetcha ba'er, you cannot cut it with a knife, that's true, but you can do it by burning it. We'll see in a minute. In the Gemara, what's the difference? Why should you be allowed to burn it? If you can't cut it, then burning it is achieving the same thing. Okay, so the Gemara says, first of all, discussing the punching the shape of the clay to make the shape of the candle holder is man tana de pechisas ner monahu. Who's the one who says that just by making that shape, even when it's still soft and pliable, that that's already considered a kli, and therefore you can't do it? Even though you didn't fire it in the kiln yet to make it hard, that's already a kli and osur. Who says that? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Meir. That's according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Kli cheres me'emasai mekabel tuma. When will a clay vessel accept tuma? Mishanigmara malachtoi divra Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says when you're finished doing the malacha. Now that doesn't really tell you what he means. He says when it's finished, then it's a kli. But Rabbi Yeshua argues. Rabbi Yeshua eimer mishi tarfe bekivshon. When he fires it in the kiln, then it hardens it. And so it must be, so what does Rav Meir say? Rav Meir is arguing with Rav Yeshua, so he must be saying that even before you fired it in the kiln, once you've shaped it into a kli, that already makes it a kli. So therefore, punching this thing and making the candle shape is already a kli, even without hardening it in the oven. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov, and this will be according to Rav Meir. So Abaya says back to Rav Yosef, Mimai, how do you know that Rav Meir holds that? Dilma, Rav Meir is talking about over there a kli cheres, because the whole question there is it a container or not? In order to be makabel tuma, it's a kli cheres has to have a toich. It can't be flat; it has to have a toich. So what Rav Meir is saying is that when you punch that thing, it's got a toich, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Aval hacha, but here when it's still soft. And it's the candle thing. Oh, lamai chazi, look, lamai chazi. What's it useful for? Remember, Rav Meir will say this one is not a kli yet, because at this point of its life, it's not suitable for using for anything. So the Gemara answers, yes, because it's small. Yeah, it's small. What are you gonna? It's like a candlestick shape. So what are you gonna do with it? Says the Gemara, it is suitable. The kabuli beish pshiti, you can put in it coins. So Rashi brings also over here that. Maybe Rav Meir is talking about only when it's dry. When it's dry, you can put things in. But here we're talking about where it's still wet. So a wet clay thing, it's not suitable to put things in. So the Gemara says you can still put your coins in there, because you don't mind if they become a bit wet. Big deal, you'll take them out again. It's not food. You couldn't put food in there because it's going to get yucky from the wet clay. Okay, so that's that version. Ika de Yamri, there was another version of the discussion of this Mishnah, that who is this according to? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik, it's Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik, Tatan, Alpha Sidachornios, this is a tray, but it's flat. People, so Chornios means people who live in, people who like rural hicks, and from the outback, who aren't very civilized. So they eat on plates that are not properly formed. You give them a flat piece of metal and they're happy with that. And that's what they eat on. So it's flat. And therefore, because it's flat, it's tahiris b'ol ha'meis. So in order for a vessel to be mekabel tuma in an oil ha'meis, it has to have a toich, kli cheres, because like the Torah says, that if you have a seal on it, yeah, if there's ain't somid posel alav, if it's not sealed, then it becomes mekabel tuma in an oil ha'meis, and that means that if it has to be something which is capable of being sealed. So that means if it's flat, it's not mekabel tuma in oil ha'meis. So he says these flat tray type things that they eat on in the country are tahoris be'ol ha'meis. They don't mekabel tuma if they're in the same room as the dead body, but tmeis b'mas hazav. They are mekabel other kinds of tuma. For example, if a zov carried it, or it was lifted on the zov somehow, then it is tamei. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Gemar, after here it's a masa azov. They're not mekabel any tumah. They're not a mekabel tumah from a zov either. Why? Leficha lo nigmar melachton. Because they haven't got a shape. They're flat. That's why it's not gemar melacha yet. It's not completed. So we're extrapolating from that if it would be gemar melacha, if it would have a shape, then he would say it is mekabel tumah. So that means once it has a shape, even if it's not dry yet, it's like punching the nair, that also makes it a kli. So we're trying to say, Amishtas Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik. Zomalei Abayis, says Rabbi Yosef Dilma, how do you know? Maybe Yadkan Lekom Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik, maybe there Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik is talking about the Chazal, the Kibbutz Ben Midi, because you can put something in it. If it has a toich, you can put something into that container area. Aval hacha, but over here, if you've got this candle, what's it suitable for? The maichazi, and the answer is the same, like in the first version of the story. The kabula b'pshita, you can put your money in it. So the conclusion is that according to the first version, it can be Rav Meir. According to the second version, Blazer Rav Tzadik. Okay, Tana Rabbana, well, in a brisa, ein pechsim esaner. You cannot make the indentation in the candle, in the clay for the candle. The ein oisid ilfas and chardnyos, and you cannot make these. You cannot make these plates, these flat plates, beyontif on yontif. And I'm sure Gamliel is matir beilfas and chardnyos. He permits it because you're not really making the kli because there's no. It's just flat. There's no container aspect. So the question is, my chornayos, where does this, now the Gemara is just asking, where do we get the word chornayos from? Is Omer Rav Yehuda, it really is ornayos. So the Gemara says, that's nice, my ornayos. What on earth is that? Omer Abaya, it's Sa'id Chaklaisa, it's the plate of farmers. So it's a rural plate that they use where they're not makpid. Most plates have a little bit of curvature and it stops things from falling off, etc. But they were happy with flat ones. I've got a little bit. And then we said in the Mishnah, you cannot make coals. Again, the Gemara says, Pshita l'may chazi. Here the question is the other way around. We're talking about on Yontif. So on Yontif, you're only allowed to do things that are the Tzerech Yontif. Yeah? The whole heter of Echol Nefesh, etc. is only if you need it for the day. Yeah? But if you don't need it, then. So what do you need coals for on Yontif? Is Tani Reb Chia l'nitzuche el l'maestro on the Urian. You want to use them to warm. Now, he's talking about warming up the mikveh. This is not the type of coals that are used for food, obviously. It must be things that you use to warm up the mikveh. So he says you want to give them to the guy, to the mikveh guy, Leboy Bayoim, to warm them up on Yontif. So you would think that you could make the pechamim to give him. So he said, no, it's Pesachin Kli. Fred, the Gemara, Leboy Bayoim Ishori, is it permitted for the mikveh caretaker to warm up the water on Yontif? Because we know that there was a gzera made, it doesn't bring the whole story. In Shabbos, we learned there was a gzera not to have the water warmed up on Yontif because people were coming to do melachos on Shabbos. So the Gemara answered, "Kita Amar Rava Lahazia." Like Rava said, they made different gzeras at different points. What are you allowed to do? So at one point, the gzera was you're not allowed to go into the hot water, but you're allowed to go in for a sauna just to schwitz up. And eventually they made a gzera on that as well, and then later on I took off the gzera. So he says, like Robert said, to schwitz up a kodim gzera. This Mishnah, which says you're allowed to, is before the gzera. So just like Robert said in another case, same thing over here. All right, I will leave it over here, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Amir Tzershem.